ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षून्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। So on the occasion of Gaur Purnima festival, today we'll have Gaur Katha, pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today we'll discuss about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. In Navadeep, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was popularly known as Nimai Pandit, or in his house he was called as Vishambhar. He received the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya after sannyas or while sannyas. So as Nimai Pandit, he was very popular as a great scholar in all over Navadeep, and he was a teacher of grammar, having his own school where hundreds of students will come and learn from him. And after that, when he went to Gaya, he came in contact with Ishwar Puri, his spiritual master, and he started chanting the holy names of Krishna, and he externally manifested as a Vaishnava. So when he came back to Navadeep, he was no longer exhibiting his pastime as a proud scholar, but as a very humble Vaishnava. And he exhibited advanced symptoms of very advanced devotee, symptoms of love of Godhead. And very often he would be absorbed in ecstatic love for Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in the mood of gopis, and in the mood of Prajavasis. So one such day, he was sitting in his school and absorbed in the mood of Brajavasis. And in that mood, he was calling the names of gopis, and he was calling the name of Vrindavan. He was chanting Gopi Gopi, or the names of Radharani, Lalita Shakhi, Vishakha Sakhi. That was his internal mood. So that time, one Brahmana student, he came to visit Nimai. And when he came, he saw that Nimai is chanting Gopi Gopi. So he was surprised. And externally being on equal level, he advised Nimai. He said, why are you chanting this Gopi Gopi? What benefit you will get by chanting Gopis' names? The Shastras do not advise us to chant Gopis' name. The Shastras advise us to chant Krishna's name. By chanting Krishna's holy name, you will get lots of punya karma. But by chanting Gopi's name, you will not get any punya karma. So I suggest, better you stop chanting this Gopi Gopi and you chant Krishna's name. The student did not understand the internal mood of Nimai. So he went on to dare to advise him. And he also committed an offense by comparing to chanting of holy name of Krishna to some material piety, punya karma. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not punya karma. It is not pious activity. Is not good karma. Is not just good activity. Is transcendental activity. Beyond pap and punya. Beyond good and bad. Is transcendental. Is not part of this material world. So we cannot judge it by the logic and rules of this material world, which makes us discriminate between pap and punya or good and bad. So he said like this to Nimai. And Nimai, in the mood of the gopis, he was very angry. He was very angry on this boy. He said, you badmash, why should I chant Krishna's name? Krishna is the number one cheater. He came as Ram and he cheated Vali. In the pastime of Ramayana, in Ramayana, Lord Ramchandra, he killed Vali by cheating. Then he cheated Shurpunkha. When Shurpunkha saw Lord Ramchandra, she got attracted to him. What is Shurpunkha's mistake? Lord Ramchandra is so beautiful, all women get attracted to him. So she also got attracted to him. And he cut off her nose. He cheated her. Then he came as Vaman and he cheated Bali Maharaj. So Krishna is number one cheater, and why should I chant his name? Saying this, Nimai got so angry, he took up a stick to beat up that boy. And that boy ran away. And Nimai chased him. He wanted to beat him up. Somehow the other devotees around, they caught hold of Nimai and brought him back to the school. And they restrained him, restricted him. And meanwhile this Brahmana boy, he ran so fast. And running, he went inside the village to another school where thousands of students were studying. And they all saw him, perspiring, trembling and breathless. And his friends asked him, what happened? Why are you running? Why are you full of sweat? He said, Are you don't know that Nimai, he attempted to kill me today. He is a murderer. Dafa 302. I went to him and I told him to chant Krishna's name. And oh my God, so filthy words he used for Krishna, I can't repeat here. And when I advised him to chant Krishna's name, he got angry. And he started to beat me. Somehow I ran and saved my life. So the other Brahmana said, what is this? Nimai thinks he is very powerful. He is very strong. We are also here. Everybody says he is a Vaishnava, but actually he criticizes Krishna. He is not a Vaishnava. Everybody thinks he is a gentleman, but actually he beats Brahmanas, so he is not a gentleman. And let him, don't worry, let him come again with a beating stick, with a stick to beat. We are also there, we are also sons of Brahmanas, and we will take care and we will beat him. See, this is how rumor spread. So this group of Brahmanas were ready to beat Nimai. We're ready to punish him. And this is how this episode ended here. But then, in the evening time when Nimai was sitting with all his devotees, talking about Krishna, suddenly he started laughing. And laughing he said, that the medicine which was supposed to cure is itself increasing the disease. And he continued laughing. So nobody there understood what he is saying. But Nityanand Prabhu understood. So after some time, Nimai took Nityanand Prabhu in private. And very confidentially told Lord Nityanand that, look, I have come here with a mission to deliver all the people, deliver them and give liberation, give Krishna prem and make them Vaishnavas. But you know what is happening? These same people who are already atheist, who are already sinful, they are committing a very grave offense by disrespecting me, by criticizing me, and by planning to beat me. So just by my presence, instead of they getting liberated, they are getting bounded to hellish planet for unlimited time. By coming in contact with me, they are performing more sinful activities by disrespecting me. And when they just even thought of beating me, their birth in Yamaraj's place was reserved. They when they thought of beating me, that itself made them commit so heavy sinful activities. So my dear Nityanand Prabhu, I have thought one way out of this. I will take sannyas. And when I shave off my head, when I shave off my shikha, and I wear saffron clothes, and go to the same atheistic sinful community, and beg from their house, they will respect me. They will pay me obeisances. They will give me alms, and in that way they will perform devotional service. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he devised the means of liberating the people by taking sannyas. Because whatever the case may be, in Vedic culture, a sannyasi is respected. Every member of the society offers obeisances to the sannyasi, and when the sannyasi comes on the door, they all offer alms and give respect. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears as a sannyasi, then all these people who were criticizing him or trying to beat him, they will respect him and they will be saved from going to hellish planets. And because they respect him and give him alms, bhiksha, they will be performing devotional service. And out of respect they will agree to whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, and in that way he will induce them to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that is the reason Nimai considered taking sannyas. The sole reason of taking sannyas was preaching. Even in our ISKCON society, Srila Prabhupada instructed that to preach sannyas ashram is very favorable. So a qualified devotee can take sannyas so that he can preach widely. Taking sannyas is not retirement. Taking sannyas is active life of traveling and preaching. Srila Prabhupada himself took sannyas because his Guru Maharaj Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came in his dream, and even his godbrother told him that, Abhay Babu, Swamiji, you take sannyas, then you can preach nicely. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda was unhappy. Lord Nityananda told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, look, you are a complete independent supreme personality of Godhead. Even if I tell you don't take sannyas, still you are going to take sannyas. So there is no meaning I share my opinion. But definitely it will not be easy for your devotees to tolerate this. So better I suggest that you ask your other devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, at least you give me permission to take sannyas. Nityananda Prabhu said, whatever you want to do, that will happen. And that way Nimai left that place to meet other devotees. Meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu, just thinking about Nimai's sannyas, he fell unconscious. Because he couldn't even think of separation from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Moreover, then Nityananda Prabhu thought of Sachi Mata, the widowed mother of Nimai. And he thought that, how will we tell her? And how will she leave? How will she tolerate? She has only one shelter. So he was very perturbed, very agitated in heart, disturbed, thinking of Mother Sachi. So Nimai, immediately he went to Mukunda. Mukunda is a very dear friend of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is a very famous singer. He used to sing in kirtans, very melodious, very sweetly and very lovingly. So when Mukund saw Nimai to his house, he immediately paid his obeisances and received him and gave him a seat. And Nimai told Mukunda, please sing. And he started singing, they both danced, tears were flowing from his eyes. And at the end of nice kirtan, he told Mukunda that, I am going to take sannyas. I am going to shave off my shikha, shave off my head, remove my Brahmin thread and travel everywhere and chant the holy names of Krishna. It is explained that Mukunda started crying. He fell unconscious. He couldn't think of being separate from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow when he got up, he folded his hands and he prayed to Nimai that, my dear Lord, what you decide to do, you will do. Nobody can stop you. But I request you, please, at least for some days, you stay with us. So from there, Nimai went to Gadadhar Pandit, his bosom friend. They were always together. Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani, always absorbed in serving Nimai. So immediately Gadadhar Pandit offered him a seat, offered him water, garland, And Nimai told Gadadhar Pandit that I am going to take sannyas. I am going to shave off my head. Gadadhar Pandit got so agitated, then the mood of anger, he said, which scripture says by shaving head you get Krishna? Or by taking sannyas you achieve Krishna prem? You have incarnated to perform religious activities, and the biggest irreligious activity you will perform is by taking sannyas. Why? Because as soon as you take sannyas, your mother may die. You will be killer of your own mother. And that is not religious activity. And why can't you just stay in your home as a nice grihastha and chant Hare Krishna, practice devotional service, and you can achieve Krishna by grihastha also. So Gadadhar Pandit was preaching to him. Like when young boys become brahmacharis, their parents preach. Be at home, make a temple, you don't have to go for a job, we will not disturb you, chant Hare Krishna. That's what my mother used to say. So he started preaching to him, crying. Then somehow Nimai pacified him and he went back to his house. Meanwhile, gradually this news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas spread all over Navadvip. All the devotees who heard that, they were very unhappy. Somebody said, what is the use of my life if I cannot see Navadvip Chandra, the moon face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Somebody said, for whom I will make garland now? Somebody said, whose hair I will wash? Somebody said that daily I get so much transcendental bliss by just putting garland on curly, beautiful hairs of Nimai and putting some perfume, fragrance, or washing his hair. Now what will happen to my service? So all the devotees were very morose to hear this. And finally, this devastating news, this painful news reached Mother Sachi. Nimai did not tell Mother Sachi, but she heard it from other devotees. And when she heard this, she was devastated, completely devastated. She stopped eating, she stopped drinking, she became so skinny, as if only bones are left and skin is left. But she was quiet. Quietly shedding tears, crying in her room and doing all her household chores. So one day when Nimai was sitting alone in his house, Sachi Mata came there with eyes full of tears and she said, Nimai, my dear son, please don't leave me. Your elder brother Vishwarup left me. And your father left me to Vaikuntha. I have no one but you. I breathe because I see your beautiful face. Your presence in this house makes me alive. I cook for you. I serve you. And that is my life. Please don't leave me. Just be here. Be with Nityanand. Be with Gadadhar. Be with Advait. Be with Srivas. Be with Mukund. Be with other devotees and perform kirtan in our house. I will not disturb you, but I pray you, please don't leave me. I have no shelter. I am old woman, widow, alone. And your young wife is there, just married. So we will die without you. No scripture says that you should give pain to your mother. So she crying, begged Nimai. Then Nimai became so grave and serious and he spoke to his mother. He said, dear mother, today I will tell you one secret, one very confidential information. And the secret is, this is not first time you are my mother. My every birth, you have been my mother. When you were Prishni, I became your son. Prishni Garbha. When you were Aditi, I became your son Vaman. You were Kaushalya in Ayodhya and I became Ram. You were Devaki in Mathura and I became your Krishna. And now you are Mother Sachi and I am your son Nimai. So I am always with you. I have never left you. Every birth you are my mother. But you are not only my mother, you are mother of the whole universe. You are supreme mother. You love all the living entities. So you want these living entities to continue to suffer? Shouldn't they get delivered? So you please bless me and give me permission so that I go. I take sannyas. I preach and deliver all your sons, all the living entities. And my dear mother, I promise you today that even after I take sannyas, I will take care of you. Your material requirements in the material world and even your spiritual life, I will take care of you. I will never be away from you. Whenever and wherever you want me, I will come. Whenever you cook for me, I will eat. And plus, I am not going tomorrow. So there is time. So cheer up. So in this way, he gave solace to Mother Sachi. So gradually, all the devotees, they were feeling very disturbed and distressed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to induce them to chant, to dance and speak Krishna Katha. And that way gradually devotees even forgot this episode that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hinted at taking sannyas in the future. So after a few weeks, when Makar Sankranti was approaching, January 14th or 15th, whatever day, Nimai thought this is the right time to take sannyas. So he called Nityanand Prabhu. He said, look, on the day of Sankranti, early morning, I will leave my house. And I will go to Katwa, the village across the Ganges, and I will take sannyas there. You inform only 5 personalities and nobody else, he told Nityanand Prabhu. You inform Mother Sachi, Brahmanand Bharti, Gadadhar Pandit, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Mukund. Only these 5 personalities you inform that I am going to leave this place on Makar Sankranti morning. So on that day, on the day before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did his morning duties, had his lunch, went to Ganges, paid obeisances, spent some time there, and in the evening he was sitting in the courtyard of his house, and all the devotees, as every day, they came in the evening for darshan and kirtan. And it is said that unlimited crowd of people came there to take darshan of Nimai. From where they came, who were there, nobody knows. Vrindavan Das Thakur said that even demigods used to appear in human form just to come and take darshan of Nimai in Navdeep, in Mayapur. One set of devotees will come, they will take darshan and go, then another group of devotees will come. And everybody will bring either sandalwood or garland or fruits or some other item of gift. And Nimai will accept everything smilingly, and then in return he will give garlands to everybody. And with his sweet smiling face he will say only one thing. He will humbly beg only one thing, that my dear devotees, please chant the holy names of Krishna, please discuss about Krishna, please make Krishna as your worshipable object. And he will satisfy everybody. So many devotees came, nobody knew that from tomorrow we will not be able to take darshan of Nimai. He is going to take sannyas. They all came and left. Like this evening happened, Nimai had his meal and he slept. Nityanand slept in the same room, Gadadhar slept. Everybody slept, only Mother Sachi was awake. Because she knew Nimai is going to leave home. So she sat right at the door, that when he leaves I will know, blocking the entrance. And she was awake whole night, crying, crying, crying. Then morning before Brahma Murta prayed, Nimai got up to leave. Nityananda and Gadadhar got up. Gadadhar cried and said, "My dear Lord, I will also come with you." But Nimai forbade him and he went alone. And when he came at the door, he saw Mother Sachi crying there. She again begged, "My dear Lord, my dear Nimai, my dear son, please don't go. Please don't leave your mother alone." And again Nimai explained to her. And he told her, "I am not going. I am here. And soon, two more sons you will get. Two more sons you will get. One son you will get is Harinam. Harinam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is considered Nam Avatar. And consider Mother Sachi is mother of that Harinam. As she is mother of Krishna, Krishna is not different from his holy name, so she is mother of holy name in the form of tongue. And the other son you will get is Archa Vigraha Avatar, Vigraha Avatar, DT, whose mother is also Mother Sachi in the form of planet Earth. DT is made out of substances which are produced from planet Earth, Prithvi Devi, Bhumi Devi. So I am not leaving you, mother. I am going to appear again in the form of the holy name. And you are going to give birth. You are going to be my mother. So I am always with you. And I please request you, please permit me, please bless me." And in that way he touched her feet, took the dust of her lotus feet, circumambulated her, and he left her crying. Sometimes people say that those who take brahmacharya or sannyas, they are very stone-hearted, leaving their mothers or relatives crying with tears in their eyes, with pain. But the question is not of stone-hearted or emotions, the question is of duties. And a person, even if there is pain, even if there is disturbance or agitation in the heart, has to perform his duties. That is most important point. Practicing dharma or our swadharma, our duty, is most important in our life. So Nimai left. He went to Katwa. In Katwa, there was one Mayavadi sannyasi, Kesho Bharati, from whom Nimai took sannyas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that the reason he took sannyas from Mayavadi sannyasi is that at that time Mayavadi sannyasis were popular. Vaishnava sannyas was not popular. So people would respect a sannyasi who was sannyas from Shankaracharya's parampara. So just the reason he was taking sannyas was preaching. Because sannyas he would get respect and people will listen to him. So he took sannyas from Mayavadi Sampradaya so that people recognize him as a sannyasi. At that time generally Vaishnavas would take Babaji Vesha. They will become Babaji as Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the six Goswamis. They became Babaji. They didn't take sannyas. So because that was the prevalent standard and tradition there, so he wanted to take sannyas from Kesho Bharati. So meanwhile here at Nimai's house, gradually early morning during Brahma Murta period, all the devotees started coming to take darshan of Nimai. That was their daily sadhana, daily visit, daily ritual, usual schedule, like we come for daily Mangala Arati at 4:30. And they saw Mother Sachi crying and sitting at the door. So among them, Srivas was the first to speak, and he asked Mother Sachi, "Why are you crying? And why are you sitting at the door?" Then Mother Sachi said, "Look, Srivas Panditji, whatever belongs to Vishnu belongs to his devotees. So whatever belongs to Nimai, take all the property. It belongs to you all devotees now, because he has left us." As soon as she said that he has left us, Shiva started crying. He fell unconscious. All the devotees started crying, lamenting, thinking that we also will take sannyas. What is the use of staying in Navdeep? We will never see him. Because sannyas is like almost civil suicide. Your family and your village does not know where you are. You don't visit them again, generally. You just keep traveling. So nobody knows where you are, where you live, or even where you die. So devotees were feeling so much separation that they were crying. They were shedding tears, tears of love. And they were thinking, we will also leave Navdeep. Nobody will stay in Navdeep. And we will also go to the forest, become mendicant like him. And when they started crying, the neighbors and the other village people, they heard it, they came there. And when they heard Nimai left, they also started crying. The atheist sinful people also came there, hearing the noise, hearing the sound. And they started laughing. But then the devotees out of separation started glorifying Nimai. And seeing and hearing the Lord's glories, these atheist and sinful people also started crying. They started repenting that they criticized Nimai, he was such a great soul and all. So, forget Nimai taking sannyas, just the information that Nimai has left for sannyas converted the atheist people into devotees. That was the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he accomplished it in this way. So meanwhile in Katwa, Nimai met his associates whom he had already informed through Nityanand Prabhu to meet him across the Ganges. Mukund Chandrasekhar Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu, Brahmanand Bharati, Gadadhar, and Nimai with them approached Keshav Bharati. He paid his full obeisances to Keshav Bharati and told him, "My dear Lord, Krishna is sitting in your heart. He is your life and soul. I request you, please give me Krishna, please give me sannyas." Seeing the beautiful form of Nimai, very tall, golden form, with broad chest, lotus-like eyes, and his hands touching his knees, and beautiful hairs, Keshav Bharati understood he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, has come here to perform his pastimes, and this is one of his pastimes to take sannyas from me. So Keshav Bharati said, "My dear Lord, I know who you are, and I know you are cheating me, but whatever you wish will happen. So if you order me, I will give you sannyas." Then Nimai took bathed in the Ganges, and he told Mukunda to sing. And Mukunda started doing kirtan, such a melodious kirtan, and Nimai started dancing, Nitai started dancing, and as we know, the dancing was so amazing, so wonderful. All the nearby villagers, they came there seeing, hearing the sound of kirtan and dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First time somebody was performing kirtan there. And when they saw Nimai dancing, they were so attractive. They were so attracted. They started talking about Nimai. And gradually the whole crowd, they were absorbed in love for Krishna. And when they came to know that Nimai is going to take sannyas, their heart broke. They said, "Who is that fortunate woman who is wife of such a beautiful personality? But she is also so unfortunate that her husband at young age is taking sannyas." Nimai was just 24 years at that time. Wife must be just 13, 14 years or 16 years. And they said, who is the fortunate mother who has given birth to such a beautiful boy? And some woman said that these shastras are wrong. Why do they advise sannyas at all? Sannyas is not good. Why this boy has to take sannyas? He can just sit at home. These shastras, they have written by some stone-hearted person. So that's all they were discussing and all. And finally the whole kirtan went on till evening. Then Nimai said, tomorrow morning I will take sannyas. He told Chandrasekhar Acharya, who was expert in yajna activities, panchratika activities, to make all arrangements. And tomorrow, next day, so many people came from nowhere, nobody knows. Somebody brought yogurt, somebody brought rice, somebody brought vegetables. It is said that demigod supplied all the feast for Nimai sannyas. And so much material came and all the devotees took charge of preparing a feast and all. Then Nimai again took bath and he again did very nice kirtan. And then they called the barber. The barber came in the morning to shave Nimai. And the barber was crying and his hands were trembling. And he was saying, why did I take this profession of a barber? I have to do such a sinful activity. I have to cut so many beautiful hairs of Nimai. And all the people were criticizing barber, that it is better that barbers don't exist, that they don't have to shave such nice hairs. And he was very reluctant to shave. People were telling him not to shave, don't do this. This is sinful. And the barber was reluctant. And the Nimai and devotees were saying, no, you shave. Nimai was saying, you shave. And so much, it all, the whole shaving ceremony from morning, it concluded in evening. But we have to understand, Lord Nimai, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he shaved to save us, for our welfare, for everybody's welfare. So then after shaving, Nimai again took bath, again bathed in the Ganges, and he came and sat in front of Kesho Bharati. And Kesho Bharati was so happy, smiling, sitting there. Then the Supreme Lord, the Super Soul, Lord Nimai, suddenly he told Kesho Bharati that, my dear Guru Maharaj, yesterday night I got a dream. Some great personality appeared in my dream and he told me some sannyas mantra. Can you please check if this is a good mantra? And saying this, he chanted the sannyas mantra in the ears of Kesho Bharati. Which means he initiated Kesho Bharati in sannyas. Initiation means the spiritual master chants the mantra in the ears of the disciple. That is how Gayatri initiation occurs and sannyas initiation occurs. So instead of Kesho Bharati giving sannyas mantra to Nimai, out of some pretext of dream, Nimai spoke the sannyas mantra in the ears of Kesho Bharati and initiated him. So after hearing this, Kesho Bharati said, oh, this is so nice sannyas mantra, I will give you the same mantra. And then he gave it in the ears of Nimai. So actually, Nimai became spiritual master of it. And then Nimai was looking so beautiful with shaven head and saffron cloth, and tall body, and he started dancing and chanting. Then Kesho Bharati said, because you are a unique person, nobody of my disciple is like you, so I'll give you a very special sannyas name. Generally Kesho Bharati to his disciple will give a name ending with Bharati. Spiritual masters will have this Bharati, Saraswati. And then to the disciples, they will give the name ending with Bharati or Saraswati. That was Shankaracharya's, 10 groups are there. But Kesho Bharati didn't give him the name Bharati. He told, I'll give you a unique name. And he said, because you always chant Krishna's name, and because you influence the consciousness of everybody and make them Krishna conscious, so your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Chaitanyam is consciousness, Chetana. And Krishna's holy name. And when people heard this, they all started chanting, Jai, Jai, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari. And they all started chanting, Chaitanya, Krishna, Chaitanya. And Nimai started dancing and Mukund started singing. And in that dancing, he embraced Keshav Bharati. And by embracing him, Keshav Bharati became a Pakka Vaishnava, full ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead get manifested. And Keshav Bharati also started dancing. He threw his danda, he threw his kamandalu, his clothes were somewhere, and he started dancing and chanting. And it was an ecstatic night. Whole night they danced and chanted. And finally in the morning, Nimai told to Keshav Bharati, my dear Guru Maharaj, please give me permission, please give me blessing and ashirwad. Now I will go to the forest and search for Krishna. And Guru Maharaj said, please take me along with you, I will also come with you. And that way Nimai left, Keshav Bharati went behind him, Nityananda Prabhu went, and Mukunda went, Brahman Bharati went, all the villagers left. They said, we will also come with you to the forest. Then Nimai went to Chandrasekhar Acharya and took his hands in his hands with tears in his eyes. He said, Chandrasekhar, you have very important duty to do. You go to Navdeep now. You go to Mayapur now. And he informed everybody that my sannyas is done and I am going to the forest to search for Krishna, and they should not worry about me and they should continue to chant Hare Krishna. And with a very painful heart, Chandrasekhar Acharya left. He wanted to go with Mahaprabhu, but then his order was to go to Mayapur. So he went, he informed everybody, Srivas Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Mother Sachi, and all the devotees. When they heard this, they all fell unconscious. It is said that Advaita Acharya got very much affected. He wanted to give up his life. Srivas Pandit, they said, when will we see? We should all commit suicide because we will never see Nimai again. And they were ready to commit suicide. At that time there was an Akashvani. Akashvani means voice from the sky. Just like this ghanta. And in the Akashvani, the persons announced that don't be unhappy, don't commit suicide, I am going to again come and meet you. So hearing this, they had some hope that we will meet Nimai. And meanwhile, Nimai left for the forest. So many villagers, they accompanied him. Everybody, all the devotees accompanied him. And they reached the next village. In the next village, they somehow, Nimai had meal in one Brahmana's house. And they all slept. Before, 3-4 hours before Brahma Murta, Nimai woke up alone. And he left the village. Nobody knew where he has gone. This is because so that villagers don't accompany, keep on accompanying him. A sannyasi generally travels alone or with one or two assistants or associates. So in that way Nimai left. So as we discussed that Lord Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas because of the mission. The mission was to preach, to deliver to all living entities. And he took sannyas for us. He performed austerities. He left her old widow mother, young wife, and all the associates in Navdeep so that he can preach. That was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why in ISKCON we have this slogan, preaching is the essence. That whatever activities we do or whatever actions we perform, or whatever decisions we take, finally it should be leading to, concluding to preaching, or favorable to preaching. Finally it should be expanding and spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So that is the mission of ISKCON, that is the mission of Srila Prabhupada, that is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that more and more we spread this holy name of Krishna. And it is not that we all will take sannyas and then only we will preach. We should assist in preaching now itself. Whoever we meet, we just have to request them to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. To tell others to chant, we don't require any qualification. We tell them to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We invite them to temple to attend programs and hear lectures. And we give them books. And just by doing that we can preach effectively. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Ki, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we can take. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you.